as people approach them, if they're using on their smartphone any of the common social media apps, into the newsfeed will come a message about level crossing safety. And as they get closer to the crossing, that message goes from something really quite general and soft, you might say, into a much more hard-hitting message. Because as people get to that crossing, what we're really keen to make them do is just to step out of that technology bubble that they're in at the time. Take their earphones out if they're listening to music. Put the smartphone down for a moment. Make sure they're not lost in the world of technology and focus on making that decision whether it's safe to cross the level crossing.
And what's your reaction to this video today that shows teenagers lying on the tracks at Sittingbourne taking photos?
I'm always shocked when I see videos of people just not appreciating the dangers of being on the railway. We've got one of the safest railways in Europe, but it does rely on people using it responsibly. And if people loiter about on the tracks, if they lie down on the tracks and distract themselves with trying to take pictures, then absolutely they're at much greater risk. And it does chill me. I think the most important thing to get across to people is it may not yet have happened to them, but there are so many people around the country who've been touched by tragedies at level crossings that they just need to think it could be them and focus on safety as you're crossing the level crossing. Never, ever take the time to sit down, lie down, take photographs in the middle of dangerous ground. It's the only way you could describe the middle of a level crossing.